Hey, 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 Disc Nation! What's going on? This is Mr. Pojangles. I am revisiting an old haunt that I haven't been to in over 2 years. Yes, sirs, and yes, ladies, I'm at the Fox Hill Flyer. So it's like November 29th, 2020. I haven't been here since October of 2018. When Treesbane and I think we even did a podcast. You can probably find it somewhere. I think before that I did it in May of 2018. So I was just looking at my course stats, and it looks like the best I've ever done here is a +5, which I find kind of hard to believe because I don't recall this being all that hard of a course. Now, I've come up here on a very overcast day. It's 45 degrees according to the middle school next door's sign, and it's a little bit windy. What I'm hoping is, as I recall, this course is at least partly wooded on a lot of the holes, so maybe the wind will get knocked down a little bit by some of the trees. So this is 2 days past a very big event in our little circle. I think that we mentioned it on a podcast a little while ago. Treesbane and Disc and Jane have tied the knot. So we have Diskin marriage happened 2 days ago. And yours truly actually was the one that presided over the ceremony. So congratulations to those two young lovebirds. We wish them all the best. Hopefully they can get back out on the course. Hopefully they can get out and have a honeymoon at some point after COVID's done, because I tell you what, I'm pretty much done with COVID. COVID doesn't seem like it's done with us. So I hope that wherever you are, you know, maybe by the time this is getting out, they'll start having vaccines, at least to the first responders and hospital workers and those types of thing. I think last I heard it's supposed to get out on the 13th. I have 4 podcasts in the can, so the likelihood that this would get out before December 13th is very, very low. It'll probably be after New Year's before I ever get this one released, if at all. As I mentioned, I've already done this course a couple times, and I think that we've done a couple of podcasts here. So I don't know if I'll give a description. I'll try and see if there's anything new. I kind of doubt it. This seemed like it was a course where the holes pretty much stay put. As I mentioned, it is cloudy and there is a bit of wind. So I don't remember any of the holes being particularly long. So probably be playing primarily putters and mid-range discs. I did try to get out yesterday and play Down Under at Rosedale, but I was not able to complete the round. There was just a lot of people on the course. I passed a couple of gents at the first hole who were smoking the weed, and they let me go through, which was cool. And then by the fourth hole, I think, I caught up with a group of 5, and they let me through, and so I was like, that's cool. And then by the 7th hole, I had another group of 5 in front of me, and they were what I would term moseying, and they didn't seem to recognize that I was behind them, and I just did not want to sit there and try and wait for them to let me play through, so I just got off the course. Plus, I was super, super tired. It was the day after the wedding, and just really tired. And I actually even thought for a second that maybe I had the COVID. But after getting a good night's sleep last night, woke up today, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it was probably just that I was worn out. So at any rate, I'm still sitting in the car. I'm looking at the red, it's not a locomotive, it's a caboose that they have here at the Fox Hill Flyer. And I'm getting ready to get out. It doesn't look there's very many people on the course. I haven't seen anybody so far. There are about 3 other cars here, so I expect there's some people on the course getting ready. We have a big football game that's about to occur between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm going to try and get this round in and then go home, and then I'm going to drink beer and watch the Chiefs. hopefully beat up on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, with that all being said, I'm getting ready to walk over to hole number one, so wish me luck. Thank you. All right, fair listeners. So I have completed the first two holes. I have not done better, but I haven't done worse. I think that's the important part. So far, two pars. 3-3 on hole number one, hole number two. I doinked a tree off my initial drive, but was able to get it up and down. I had a little bit of a chance at a birdie, but it was probably about a 40-foot shot. It's so windy right now, it's hard to feel good about even trying to run those. So I'm up to hole number three. Hole number three is right in the middle of the woods. Very birdieable. Potential aceable if you can kind of get the right line on it. It is only 152 feet, but you have 152 trees in front of you. So that's a challenge. I will say, one of the things about this course that's kind of nice is there are junior tees. And so if you wanted to bring some youngsters with you, try to get them into the game, then you could. So the junior tee box is about 45 feet in front of this one. It has much easier look at ace for sure. Looks like it's only about 90 feet from the basket. In order to try to get the ace, you have to have a hyzer, kind of, you have a lane. I think one of the issues with this hole is you'd have to try not to overthrow it too much. I'm not driving my putters very well, so I think I might go with one of my mid-range discs, although that might be a mistake. They just seem like they're flying a little flatter. Anyway, one thing I did not mention in the opening statement was I have been on doing a project, and I've mentioned this on Twitter, I think, is that I am trying to listen to every album that I don't own or haven't listened to all the way through in the new Rolling Stone Top 500 albums. Right now, I've worked my way up to London Calling by The Clash. Yes, I actually think I might own it, but I think it's owned on record, and I don't think I've ever listened to. I think I might have got it in a garage sale or something like that. Here's one thing that I will say I've noticed is I listened to all the albums all the way through twice. So something like London Calling is kind of a bit of a chore because it's a double album. Two CDs worth. You got a lot of material to try to digest. Same with Songs in the Key of Love by Stevie Wonder. Songs in the Key of Life. What the hell am I talking about? Those things are huge albums. They're just a lot to try and process, especially on your first listens. But yeah, I think my favorite song so far is Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder. I have heard the song before, and it's always been one of those songs that's just been kind of in the background. But, you know, this is the first time I kind of really paid attention to it. So at any rate, listening to a lot of rap albums I've never listened to. And again, the first time I hear them, sometimes I'm like, ugh, why is that so great? And then the next thing I know, I listen to it again on the second time through and I go, oh yeah, there's some catchiness to it. So I get it. Anyway, I'm up to hole number three at the Fox Hill Flyer. So that's enough about music. I think I heard a chain bang somewhere. So hopefully somebody's doing some good. So wish me luck. Hopefully I'll get a ace or perhaps maybe a birdie. Looks like the last two times I've also have just parred this. So wish me luck. All right, so I've made it up to hole six. So far, I am 5 for 5. I've gotten 5 pars, which doesn't really help me too much as far as trying to beat my previous scores, because I think out of the first 5 holes, I've only bogeyed one of them once. So this course has not given me a lot of opportunities so far today for birdies. I guess it's given me plenty of opportunities. I actually had a good look at number three. Maybe I should have gone with the putter. The mid-range went well, except when it hyzered, it went past the hole by about 25, 30 feet into the brush, so made it a very difficult birdie look. So with the wind, though, I'm actually not feeling so bad. I had a nice birdie or a par save on hole number 4, an uphill putt that the wind was gusting and I was able to get it in. So hole number 6 is a dogleg to the right, as I recall. You can't see the basket from the tee pad. I will say with the tee pads, they're not stellar. It would be nice if they would go ahead and pour some concrete ones. They're basically railroad ties with some gravel. The first two holes, I believe, had puddles in the middle of them. So you're just kind of trying to avoid that as you're playing. But it is what it is. So I'm up to hole number 6. And wish me luck. I don't think there's really much of a way I can get a birdie out of this, but I'm hoping to get a par. So that will be it. I know I've bogeyed this hole one time, so here we go. All right, so I'm up to hole number 10. Hole number 6 didn't do well. I ended up getting a bogey on that, which I was disappointed with. Hit a tree on my second shot, forcing me to do a 2-putt to get bogey. But even worse than that, I got on number 7, I got a double bogey, which I've never gotten that before. So that really takes some of the wind out of my sails. So I had to stop and just kind of take a break, clear my head. I got up to hole number 8, which I've only bogeyed before, and I was able to par that, and then I birdied hole number 9, so I'm at +2 for the front 9, which is not great, but it's acceptable. So the back 9, as I recall, is a little harder. I'm up at hole number 10. I didn't look to see what I got on it. Hole 10's an uphill shot, 272 feet. You can't see the basket unless you walk up the fairway. You're right next to a street, which I'm always a little leery of those. It's on your left. You want to play it uphill. There is a cedar tree probably about 25 feet in front of the pin. You can just kind of see the base of it if you really look hard. So I'm going to get my TL3 out. Hopefully I can get it up there. So hopefully I can get some good scores. So I got a birdie, even though I got a double bogey on my scorecard. The birdie's nice. I need to invest in some hand warmers, I think, because really it's not the wind so much that's messing with me. It's my hands are cold and I'm not getting a good grip. So words to the wise, Mr. Poljangles, in the future, start thinking about getting some hand warmers. So anyway, hole number 10. Here I go at the Fox Hill Flyer Disc Golf Course. All right, the roller coaster continues of my round. I got a bogey on hole number 10, a bogey on hole number 11, which actually I've never gotten better than a bogey on hole number 11. And then on number 12, I got a birdie, which is good. And then I bogeyed hole number 13, which I've only parred that before. And now up to hole number 14, it looks like somebody stole the basket on hole number 14. So I guess I'm gonna go ahead and just try and throw the drive and then just kind of estimate whether or not I would have gotten a par, a bogey, I don't know, an ace or something like that. It's pretty much straight away, straight downhill. It says it's 270 feet. I think that the buzz has probably been the one that's been throwing for me the best, so I'm going to go ahead and throw that. A little disappointed that somebody stole the basket. That's kind of frustrating. So unless I see something differently, it looks like it's going to become a 17-hole golf course. So perhaps I'll be surprised when I get up there a little closer and we'll find that there's a different placement for the basket or something like that. But for right now, it looks like hole number 14 is out of commission. I'll go ahead and try it just for fun. yeah, I don't know what else to do on my scorecard. So, grr. Anyway, a roller coaster. Doesn't look like I'm going to try to break my course record, so I'm just going to try and do the best I can in those last five holes. So, wish me the luck. Thanks. All right, I'm up to hole number 17, taking just a little bit of a break, a little frustrated. Hole number 14, maybe had my best drive, and it would have been great, except there was no basket there. So I would think that I had probably about a 25-foot putt. I went ahead and putted it just for fun towards an imaginary basket, and it looked like it probably went in, but I went ahead and scored it as a 3. That was guaranteed. It's probably about a 50-50 chance on me getting the putt, so I'm just going to be pessimistic and think that I probably didn't get it. So I had parred that hole before. Then on hole number, 14. And then 15, I bogeyed that one, hit a tree. That hole I've birdied before, but it's kind of a lucky hole where you got to have a very razor-thin window. And then hole 16, basically, it's out in the field and then you play into the woods. I went ahead and parred that one. So I'm up to hole number 17. Hole 17 is by far the longest hole. It's 322 feet. You play from the woods out across the grade school's field where they have their playground equipment and those kinds of things. I think if the tee pads were a little bit bigger, you would have a better shot at getting birdie on this one. Actually, even playing with the tee pads, if you try to play inside them, you really have almost no walk up. It's basically, it's a 6 foot inside there, so you have to really watch how you throw. So it's hard to get a lot of oomph on your drives on these tee boxes, I guess. They're not really tee pads as much as boxes. So it's, you know, you're tempted to go ahead and just play beside it, but I try to play within the rules. So I'm going to bust out my TL3, I guess. There is a chance that you could hit a tree. It looks like there's numerous people have hit this one tree just off to the right. If you can avoid that, obviously, then there's a little itty bitty tree. It looks like a lot of people hit that one too, but if you can get past those two, it's pretty smooth sailing. The wind has just been atrocious. I have a little schadenfreude because I heard some guys, there's a group of four or five people over there, and I heard one of them drop the F-bomb. He was trying to putt, I think, on hole number 3 or 4 or something like that. So I felt a little bit better knowing that somebody else is having a difficult time. So anyway, that's where I am. So hole number 17 and hole number 18 await me. After I get done with those, then I'll wrap it up. So here we go. All right, so I finished up hole 17 and 18. I bogeyed hole 17. I had a really easy par putt, and whatever, the wind just got into my head and I splashed out. So frustrated with that. Hole number 18 was interesting because I didn't realize, I think they might have moved the tee pad, or maybe I just have a brain fart and just don't remember it. It seems like it's a little further back and it's right close to the woods. Whereas before, I thought I'll have to listen to my old podcast. I thought it was like right up next to the school, like really way too close to the school. So maybe they moved it. The tee pad itself looks like it's been there for years, so I might just be misremembering. Anyway, when I stepped it off, it seemed like it was further than the feet that it says it is, but to whatever. I thought from my drive I was going to have a decent birdie look, but it was well short of where it should be. I ended up at plus 6 total. I guess you could say I might have gotten plus 5 if I would have gotten to be able to score hole number 14, and I would have gotten fortunate enough to get the birdie. Who knows? Yeah, so I think that, you know, what I'd like to do is come back out to this course on a nice calm day, in a warmer weather situation, and see if I can't beat those scores. Because this is a funny course because it seems like it's really easy, and then, you know, you hit a tree or two and the next thing you know you're in Bogeysville land. So Yeah, it's a deceptively more difficult course, at least for Mr. Paul Jangles. I did check my score to see how I compared to folks within the last day or so, right in the middle of the pack. That's where I usually am. I think there was about 11 people that played, and I was around 5 or 6. So, que sera, sera. I'm glad I got out. I'm glad I got some throws in. Got to grind every once in a while just to get out on a cold day like this. Keep you humble. I'm pretty humbled now, so I hope everybody's doing good. It seems like I've been getting a few more listens every once in a while, so it seems like there's a few more regular people listening, so I appreciate everybody listening in. If you're not listening to this, I hope you're out playing disc golf, and hopefully by the time this comes out, we'll have a little bit more widespread on the vaccine. Please go get out and get your vaccine if it's available to you. That would be good. So anyway, take care, everybody. This is Mr. Paul Jangles. I am out.